selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. Shopify.com/bookclub.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Celebrity Book Club.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, your filthy whore. Your husband's gone and we've got books and a bottle of wine and some oat milk latte with a little bit of turmeric powder on it and some matcha tinctures and some cacao nibs. Cause this is Los Angeles and you love your nibs. You might as well call it Nib Angeles. It's literally Hollywood. It's literally books. It's gossip. I'm shook. It's memoirs. It's martinis. It's Studio 54. It's the Virgil. Celebrity Book Club. We're changing keys now. Come read it while it's hot. Celebrity Book Club. Tell your secrets. We won't talk. Celebrity Book Club. No boys are allowed. Celebrity Book Club. Say it loud and proud. Celebrity Book Club.
I brought gluten-free, women-owned, crafted by the one and only Kate Hudson, King Street Vodka.
Yes! Give it up for Lily Murata and her women-led vodka.
Yes! She can distill.
Hey, best friend.
What up, motherfucking club?
What up, LA Club Kid? Make some fucking noise!
When I say Barnes, you say Noble! Barnes!
Noble!
Barnes!
Noble!
When I say Bren, you say Tonos! Bren!
Tonos!
Bren!
Tonos.
Do you guys know that? Is that, does that still around?
Where is that? Is that vintage?
There was a Bren Tonos at the Copley Mall in Boston.
Okay, Boston.
And there was one on the Upper East Side.
Wait, where Patti Smith
Where Patti Smith
worked!
Worked.
That's
but you guys have never heard of her because you're from L.A.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of this place, the East Village. There's
pushers
and shakers there.
They don't do illegal drugs in L.A. They do small pills and batch mushrooms.
You had today, we went to your famous canceled jamboree, Squirrel.
Squirrel.
And
wow.
Wow.
An audience divided.
Divided. This is our country, you know?
Wow. No one can come together, not even for
not
jam.
Not even fucking jam.
We can't even break bread.
Big brioche toast.
We can't break big
smothered
brioche.
Smothered in jam, moldy jam.
And honestly, it was good.
It was good.
And the mold is a probiotic?
Yes, it's French. It's very Julia Child.
It's literally Julia Child, so stop hating on women, be on dead people.
Yeah, stop erasing dead, tall queens.
Literally center tall dead queens in the jam discourse.
It's crazy because you guys think we see each other all the time. But
no, I know, but we actually, we rarely hang out, and we are sort of, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Steven texted me a few weeks ago and said, did you know flights to Panama are really cheap right now? And I had no idea, because I personally searched flights to Panama every day, so it was a shock.
It was a daily shock occurrence to me. For you. And was that, and when you got that text, were you nervous?
I got a little nervous, because you wanted to go kind of close to the show, and I was like,
Steven, we're going on a West Coast tour of not one, but two different shows.
And you were like, oh, what would perfectly pair with that is a jammy little glue trip to Panama.
To Panama.
To Panama.
Listen, the flights were cheap, and sometimes when Kaya calls, you answer.
Anyway, can I get some for gay guys going on vacation?
Well,
that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Anyway,
it's so cool that you went on vacation.
Thank you, and more people should do it.
It's so amazing.
Because it's a really great way to de-stress. Because we go in LA. You guys wake up
phones.
At 1 or 2. And it's like, oh my God, I have to get to the coffee shop. And then like,
my dog
needs a coffee. And my jacket needs another dog. And
I feel
it's like
we did the day together. We were like tweeted for 4 hours. Wake up. Then
we got a coffee.
We got coffee. Then went back to tweet for 4 hours. Then did squirrel. Then got B12 shots, which we'll be talking about all night.
So okay, here's the question. According to our nurse, who is in head to toe figs,
because scrubs don't have to be boring anymore.
Thank you. And she was like, oh, it'll definitely be hitting for anywhere between 20 minutes and 2 hours.
And they were butt shots.
I mean, I thought it was going to be like a quick drip.
Like, but it was super embarrassing to me. She was like, butt shot. And I pulled down my pants, but it was just kind of like hip fat. And I was like,
oh, so you were like fully doing like colonoscopy, like spreading whole.
I wasn't spreading whole, like, but I was just more bringing it halfway down, which is my classic pant level. Like, I feel like I'm constantly plumbers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Where are my butches who sag? Hell yeah.
It just happens. I don't know how to keep them up. And I've bought belts, but they don't work. Like, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, it's a conspiracy for sure.
If any belt makers are here, I would love to speak with you. We can do belt stuff. But we are going to talk about a book.
No, I
do
want to talk about the book. But it's in the title of our show. It's like, book.
You know, book, Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble's books. But okay, we're going to actually bring out, before we kind of went full book, we want to kind of do a pregame, if you know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, pre-book stuff.
With the other member of our group chat, LA legend, rock star painter, host of KFM radio.
Our best friend, country music sensation.
Other freaking asshole.
Dancer, gay guy, Sam Buck Rosen.
Lakers hat, you fucking traitor!
Welcome to our talk show,
Welcome
Sam.
Welcome to the talk show. Watch what happens live.
I'm the other best friend.
Right? Best friends come in three, right?
Friend. Hey, best friend.
Notice
best
anything
friend.
Different about my hat?
Yeah, you're a fucking traitor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I'm
so
the
you know
best
from...
friend who, God forbid, I moved to LA, and now I didn't get to be on the podcast. Well, I guess
that's what happens, okay?
Your energy giving like drag queen who's applied 9 times on Drag Race and now just like hosts a Drag Race watch party really bitterly.
No, my plan was to get up and just fully Rachel Getting Married, you guys, would just be like, you think you're very funny, don't you? Well, you are funny. Well, I was funny once, too. And we were funny together, but that's okay. And I love you guys.
And I'm just like, oh, my God, take away the vodka. Take away the... This is my day.
Wait, Lily, okay. I do also sag, though. I have the exact same problem where I do wear a belt... And I gotta say, it's just, I think it's the shape of our bodies.
No, it's our curvy.
I think it's our curvy shape.
Italian body.
It's like our hips are bigger than our asses.
Okay, yeah, that's the problem. It's flat out. Big hips, flat ass.
And it just kind of facilitates.
I have got it from my Nona. Yeah. Yeah. She had Fs, by the way. She was.
Fs?
Yeah, Fs. Like, her boobs went to, like, here. I remember seeing her strap it in. It was wild.
And that was not a turn-on?
No, I don't think.
What size would have been a turn-on? Maybe a Nona with a full C?
Yeah, like a perky, perky, healthy C Nona.
Nona C, Nona do.
And where did you clock in at the end of your...
Oh, like, before the chop. Yeah. We were doing
the idea that they were just getting bigger and bigger. Until the top surgery.
So we clocked in at the end at a 38D.
Yes!
Okay, do you want to guess?
And that is now four sets of bees.
Yeah. So
four hungry young women.
I donated them. I went to a local college. And they go there. We're benefiting the manatees now. And yeah. Do you guys want to guess how much they weighed? How much I lost?
That's actually
weird?
Really private.
Sorry,
no one wants to guess how much.
Okay, but should we review?
They were 8 pounds total, right?
Yeah, it was 8 pounds.
It was eight. Eight.
Really good way
not
to lose.
Not gonna leave you hanging.
Which is a lucky number in Chinese culture.
That info is Patreon only, though.
So, okay. Lily, let's talk about this vodka.
Let's talk about this vodka. Does anyone know what King Street is? Who owns it, maybe?
Kate Hudson, yes. It was mentioned briefly, but it was so chaotic at the beginning of the show. The commotion, yeah. The excitement. You couldn't totally process all the info.
So it's best served with good company, it says on the bottle. And let me just do a little reading of the back of the bottle. After a particularly long day, I decided to host an impromptu cocktail party for my closest friends. As I prepared to whip up a batch of dirty vodka martinis, I surveyed my bar, but I wasn't 100% happy with my options. Then I wondered, are any of these vodkas founded by women? I did some research. They weren't. So I decided to make my own just the way I like it. Kate Hudson.
I love these. Glasses on, those glasses that actresses wear when they're reading scripts.
Big, big Warbies.
thick glasses. She's in the liquor area of the home, the liquor pantry, and she's just like, okay, Grey Goose. Pulls up the corporate governing board of Grey Goose.
Grey Goose is owned by Sven Goose.
She's like, damn. She's like, okay, Belvedere. And then she's like, hold on, let me... There's a password. She's like getting into the corporate Grey Goose login. That she's like, Tito's. There has to be a female founder of Tito's.
Yeah, I would know. I would say Tito. Tito's is like the most fun.
Doggo,
yeah.
Austin.
Oh, yeah, I guess it gets doggo too.
Yeah.
Doggo meaning like straight people with dogs, which could be any of you, and we support your culture. Okay.
So,
let's taste this vodka.
Yeah. Do we want to do straight first, get the notes and then mix?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to want to do warm first.
Well, no, it's rocks, babe. Okay, cheers.
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 Slancha.
What? Just getting the nose. Not much.
I love smooth AF.
Yeah. Whoa, going down.
It's actually quite smooth.
It's good. I will say. It's good.
It's actually really, really good. I'm partial to Grey Goose myself, which is obviously tasteless and odorless as vodkas should be.
This
But I'm getting a there's some sort of icicle.
I mean,
yes.
Sweden.
Yes,
or Switzerland.
This is the first icicle off your parents' porch.
Ooh.
Deck. Thank you, yeah. Deck.
Yeah. That to me says dirt. Which I'm not getting.
Okay, but Sam was from like rural Massachusetts,
yeah,
if I
so
may say.
True.
Your icicles were like fresh.
So
yeah, and I'm
fresh.
Like, is that where you learned
super
to suck dick?
Fresh. Yeah, snowman wait, yeah. Dick, okay. Yeah.
All gay guys start on an icicle. That's the first time. I get a little bit of vanilla, which I'm not surprised by.
Yeah, it's a tiny bit of vanilla.
And I think
a woman
the,
did make it.
Woman
so
made it.
A little bit of sweetness. So,
yeah. The art direction is appropriate. It's there's a little floral bouquet.
There's floral,
there.
There's gold, there's the West Elm gold, as we can see.
It's a bouquet of florals.
Yeah. Framing, handcrafted. King Street is, I believe, just after the street in New York.
Yeah, because she had like an apartment there. And she would, that's when she would have her friends over. For
it's
these
so
gatherings.
Taylor Swift
like
to
us.
Like live in New York for 2 months or something,
like,
and then be like,
the West Village.
I have such a connection to that city. Carpetbagger, not real.
Yeah, obviously she's going back to her Malibu home.
Yeah,
you guys
fuck
are
you, Kate.
Familiar
I think
with
you
that?
Better than
liar,
us. Liars.
I do have a Kate Hudson story.
Oh my god.
What?
Okay, so someone was telling me that they were like besties with Heather Graham's assistant in the heyday
jealous.
Of a time when she would need an assistant. And that you did Hangover not communicate
one.
Directly with Heather. She would call you and leave a message. You never spoke to her, which to me is like perfect job.
It's only kind of like mafia, like kind of in
yeah.
like a sister act way.
So one day that the directive was take my car and go get a car wash. So the assistant goes into
that's fun.
Yeah.
Goes, takes the car for a car wash. In the passenger seat is Heather's diary.
Oh my god.
And in the diary it was all about how much.
Okay, so the person read it like immediately.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, would you be like, yeah. I actually respect Heather Graham. And
sorry,
that's
this
her
is
business.
An unethical story. Yeah. It's like,
if any really ethical people are here right now,
please
cover
leave.
Your
yeah.
ears. Cover your ears.
In the diary, all she was writing about was how much she hated and how jealous she was of Kate Hudson.
Oh.
That
sorry,
is, that
it's
is
really
the best story.
That is
in
the best story I've ever heard.
It's not. It's bad
she's
vibes.
She's squalling in her bubble letter. I know. Bleep all of this out. Whatever
yeah,
you guys. This
like,
stays in this
beep,
room.
Stays at the Virgil.
This does not leave the Virgil.
Also, she's like right. Has like a jelly roll. And she's like, dear diary.
Diary.
Like, I hate Kate Hudson.
Preparing for this, I was kind of looking at. I was like, what movies was Kate Hudson even in? And then it was like
every movie.
Well, it's every like, good
it's
movie.
Not that many movies. It's like 12 movies.
Oh, and how many have you made?
But then I was yeah. just curious. No, I've made no movies. But I was
number,
curious what Heather Graham was jealous of.
But Kate Hudson movies are Kate Hudson movies. Like you're not going to see the Heather Graham joint, you know.
Like she was.
No one's
in
like, oh, you see that new
nights.
Graham?
But
film
Heather movie. Graham is like the star who like inspired Uncut Gems, you know, of like the 2000s. Like she was like she was Paul Thomas Anderson's Mules. Like she was like.
Right.
No one's like Boogie Nights is a Heather Graham feature. When you're like, how to lose a guy in 10 days? You're like Kate Hudson, queen of rom coms.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers to Heather Graham's diary. Oh, are you okay? Is
oh,
the
I'm okay,
is the King Street kind of hitting?
Yeah.
Sam's wasted. He's blackout from the
okay,
King Street.
Yeah.
Can we get him escorted?
And the thing is, when you guys
hey,
were
medical,
kids,
medical,
let's
you're
get a stretcher.
I knew
yeah.
that you would be funny, and you would be funny. But you guys didn't think I was funny, or
no,
funny
we
enough.
No, totally think you're funny. We,
no, you're so funny.
You're so funny. Our Patreon subscribes to your Patreon.
That's so
yeah,
true.
Steven, yeah, we, no, sub to Sam's
our,
Patreon.
Our podcast listens to your podcast.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah, I do have a country radio show.
Yes, let's give it
on
up.
Patreon. It's yeah. a little gossipy. It's a little historical. It's
yeah.
a little stony.
It's sassy, stoner. It's kind of like jazz radio, but country, but badass.
Yeah,
but
jazz like, is the enemy like, of country.
It's like drunk history, but not drunk.
It's
like,
true. Patreon.com/SamBuckCountry.
Yes, everyone subscribe.
Okay, thank you for indulging me.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam,
thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I love my chicas. Cheers, y'all.
Celebrity Book Club.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms.
Achy back, headache, runny nose, itchy eye, wart on my genitals.
So let me guess, you stumbled down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts.
Suddenly I have cancer? No thank you.
There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. Though randoms, I love you, and my TikTok addiction, yeah, it stands.
But I'm sorry, Lily, you shouldn't be getting medical advice from some girl in her grandmother's basement in Toronto.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
That's right. Ditch the talk, get the doc. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet.
I love a trusted guide, like the time I climbed to Machu Picchu on the Inca Trail with a team of Sherpas. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So find your Sherpa at ZocDoc.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/bookclub and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Slay. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZOCDOC.com/bookclub. ZocDoc.com/bookclub.
Ditch the talk.
Read in quotes.
We read a book.
We read a book.
We looked at a book.
We looked at a book, and that book is by none other than, as we said, queen of rom-coms, hottest woman alive.
Thorn in Heather Graham's side, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Woo!
The book is called Pretty Happy, Healthy Ways to Love Your Body.
This book is,
however, a science book.
Yeah, it's a science book. It's a self-help book. It's also a journal.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
It's a quiz book.
There's a lot of blank pages where you can write answers to questions. There's, like, very Cosmo-like quizzes. But then some of the quizzes are really long, and I was just, like, on the beach in Panama, not to brag, like, trying to
on
add all this shit
in Panama.
Up. And I'm just like, this is actually a little too much work, Kate. I'm sorry.
No, I would fill out the quiz. Okay, let's just start. There's kind of a journal in the back. That's a daily planner. That's like my day, and where you write down exercise and me time and meditation, breakfast, snack, lunch, dinner. So I started it, and I was like, I'm going to do this. It's going to be so funny. I'm going to write down everything I eat.
You did not do this.
So I wrote down a few things. The first journal entry I made was 7 a.m. exercise, walking to Dunkin'.
That's, yeah, I know. Walking is exercise.
Yeah, well, and it's like, you can do it. It's about just staying active with friends. Like, don't do the same Pilates class every day, she says. Do pole dancing, well, do walking, do sex.
I mean, one of the things about this book that becomes clear is, like, the audience is clearly, like, very specifically, like, she keeps saying, like, it's a mindful book, it's a happy book, it's a book for all, but, like, it's a book for overweight Kate Hudson fans who are women between the ages of 34 and 50.
Yes.
Like, that is,
absolutely,
it's not really for anyone else. And she's always like, it's not about, like, losing weight, but, like, here's, like, 18 tips to lose weight. Like, it is just about losing weight.
She tries to, like, do a section in the book that's, like, all about just more, like, depression and, like, being happy, but obviously it's, like, to be happy is to lose weight. Like, yeah. It's not, like, kind of inner peace. If I may just share my journal entry of what I ate that day. Granola, yogurt, Greek yogurt, excuse me. Opa.
Sorry, this is after the Dunkin'?
Yeah, just Dunkin' iced coffee. I did no sugar, milk. They're doing a medium 2 for $5. And so I go there and I was like, 2 for $5 with oat milk. And then she was like, it's $8. And I was like, it says 2 for $5 medium iced coffees.
Not for those special milks,
sweetheart.
Not for
the special milk. So I changed it. I just wanted
two,
the deal.
You wanted two mediums? Was it for you and a friend, or was it for like you and your best friend yourself? Oh.
No, it was for me and my lover. Yeah.
Wow.
To Dunkin' in the morning. Everybody runs
two
on Dunkin'.
Two ladies full of dairy at 7 a.m. Because we
what
all know a Dunkin'
happen?
Medium is like about this much milk and then like coffee.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I did my granola. Things started out really good. Just blueberries, Greek yogurt, granola. Then I did a lemon water and I was like, let me just have like a little bit of cheese. Good fats, I guess. Does she say that? Kind of.
She says good fats every other sentence in this book.
This is where then things went downhill. I went to CVS, picked up a prescription, had some time to kill. I bought a veal hot dog.
Sorry, and not to pry, but was the veal hot dog from CVS? It's
no,
kind of
it was
like
from a neighboring cool little Polish store. So I was being like, ooh, I'm being Kate Hudson. I'm spontaneous. I love exploring little shops. And I was like, what are those hot dogs? And the mom was like, veal. And I was like, I will take dose. Went home, whipped one up. Protein, anyone?
Were you doing like a sauce? Because she says barbecue sauce is on the bad list because there's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. I just did mustard.
Wow.
Yeah.
German style.
Yeah, German style, totally.
Okay, and then what happened
after that?
You're sort of flipping away from your diary, I noticed.
Then I was like, went
then
back
you got
to
bored.
It. I kind of got bored and just started writing down foods I generally ate in the wig. And I was like, wings, sushi, more coffee. Like
she's writing them on the walls of her house.
You go back to my apartment, it's covered in like blood, writing my food diary.
Okay. Well, Kate does say, so one of the things she says is keep a drawing board. And your drawing board can be anything. it can be a notes app in your phone. It can be a diary where you talk about how much you hate Kate Hudson that you leave on the passenger seat of your car. It can be sticky notes that you put on a computer. There's this one graphic. There's a sticky note and it says, last ate spaghetti. And I'm just like, the idea of just sort of slapping that.
Right. Spaghetti. Like, boom.
Just to stay in touch with your, you know,
well,
your
well, it's all chakra. About knowing your body and bulk prepping, your classic kind of LA stuff. She's like, no, I have 3 kids. And so she, when she really realized she had to write this book, she was going hard, you know? She was an Almost Famous. She was moving and grooving. And
yeah.
She got pregnant.
And then she got pregnant and she gained all that weight for Ryder. And then
she was like, no. I literally loved that I gave 70 pounds when I was pregnant. Like, well, it was awesome. I swear.
And she had this moment. She was on a plane. Remember the moment on the plane?
Yes.
And she's freaking out. And the plane's about to take off. And she's not an anxious flyer. Don't get me wrong. And she's just being like, I was feeling so overwhelmed by my career and all the incredible films that I'm shooting that Heather Graham's not in. And she starts like freak out. And then what did she do? She called
her mom,
Goldie Hawn, who's a huge character in this book. And
I call Goldie Hawn when I'm...
All the time.
Yeah.
I call on the Goldie Hawn within. And Goldie was like, Kate, I want you to close your eyes.
And let's all do it. Close your eyes.
I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to send that breath down your body to the end of your toes.
Feel the toes, feel in your neck. It is always that thing. This whole book is very like when I first took my first yoga class, where they're like, relax, now relax your neck, now relax your ears, now relax your calves. And you're like, what are you talking about?
No, I know. You're like
how
stressing
do I relax
me out. I'm supposed to relax my calf.
Yeah. Yeah, like it wasn't so tense before, but like now I'm relaxing. And they're like, feel it. Feel the relaxed calf.
Yeah. There is an underlying tension to this book, which I think you just sort of surfaced, which is very much like, again, it's a weight loss book.
Yeah, it's a weight loss book.
And it's just like, it's always just like, and actually it's about just like being super, super calm. And like,
listening to your body.
And listening to your body, but also just like, you shouldn't have gained all that weight
and
during
like
your
you,
pregnancy.
And actually like halibut is really acidic. So actually cut all the halibut out of your diet.
Okay.
You're like, noted.
Okay, at the same time though, I will say, okay, I feel like this book, it's basically like a science book written by someone like with a doctorate and having a Buddha statue. It's just like she has studied like the Ayurveda like methods, and she studied the body types.
Crystals.
She has crystals. She wears beads for a photo shoot of her meditating, and she does meditate. And honestly, it's like, look at her. It works. Like,
it works. Well, and I think that is the whole book. Her thesis is just like, you know what I look like. So, like...
And then she's like, yeah. and she's like, you know, I don't look like some insane toned workout girl. Like, I just look kind
she's
of like normal
I eat
thin.
What I want, okay? If I want to pleasure myself and have pasta in the portion size of a fist, I will. I mean, how bad is she? She's wearing 20 fedoras on top of each other. That is someone who's spontaneous and fun and has carbs once a year.
Yeah. It's called going out once a week with your girlfriends and having one cocktail in bed by 11:30 so you can make gluten-free pancakes with your kids on Sunday.
If I may read a little passage, I let myself enjoy life. Being with my children and family, diving into a new film project, going on a long hike in the canyon by my house, I connect with my sensuality and sexuality in ways that make me feel vibrant and alive. The connection to pleasure is a lifeline of energy for me and provides another antidote to stress. Did I say that right? Antidote?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. See, this book has made you smarter.
No, I know. Like, I'm straight up learning words. Word a day.
Okay, wait. Can I read another passage?
Please.
Okay, so it's also like, so Goldie Hawn is this constant presence in the book, but I do feel like there's this thing where she's kind of taking pains to like not cancel Goldie Hawn and like make sure that you know that like Goldie Hawn was a supportive mother, like even if
she's very like, we are best friends, I call her constantly, but here's a little story. Okay.
One day after school, my mom casually asked me what I'd eaten that day. Always one for supporting free choice. She didn't tell us what to eat. Supporting free choice. Insane way to phrase that.
My mom loves free speech and free choice.
And free choice.
Free choice, yeah.
Of nourishment for her progeny. She wanted my brothers and me to think for ourselves, not be fucking sheep.
Bah.
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 Just eating whatever shit mom put down our throats. Innocently, I told her that I'd eaten two donuts. A blueberry bagel with cream cheese for a snack and a chicken filet sandwich for lunch. I mean, honestly, that's
kind
of insane.
Crazy. Yeah.
Reel it in, girl.
Not to be against free choice, but that...
I don't care if you're 12. That's okay. Too much. Okay.
Also, blueberry bagels, no.
Also, yeah, that's
yeah,
just
Yeah,
that's
gross. Sick.
Okay. That's twisted. Yes.
So thank you.
Two, Goldie Hawn asked casually. Maybe just one would do. Donuts don't have a lot of nutrition, and your body is beginning to change. Then she gently explained that if I started to pay attention to what and how much food I ate now at 13, then I wouldn't have to worry so much later. I wouldn't develop bad habits around what I ate, and we all know how hard it is to break bad habits.
It's really hard, so start young. That's the part where I feel like I was raised on such good habits. That it worked.
It backfired. Yeah. But what were the habits? You know what I'm saying? Because there's a difference between your mom treating you like a sheep and being like, Lily, it's time for your peanut intake.
Yeah. I don't think she was doing
that. And kind of teaching you habits around eating maybe five small meals a day. You know what I mean?
I'm two. She's like, so what I do is five small meals a day. Three almonds, three blueberries, then steamed tilapia around two.
I feel like maybe she should have done. I feel like it's so TikTok mom now to just like make the most insane lunch that's in like such a crazy like Japanese Amazon lunch like seven stack tray.
Like in a bento box.
And it's
like
a bento box
shapes.
And there's like so many celeries, but then you carve them into a race car like at 6 a.m.
I was like, can I get a sandwich in the shape of Frank Sinatra, mom? Right. Like,
then you would have loved your wheat.
Yeah, loved my whole wheat.
And now you'd be this big whole wheat head.
I mean, whole wheat is also so like in 90s. I feel like she debunks that. Like whole wheat bread is fake,
no, and I
so.
Will say she is a debunkist yes. extraordinaire. There's so much really important debunking in this book where she's just like, we all know the low-fat movement was dumb. Like, we know that sugar is the enemy. She's like, fat doesn't make you fat. Sugar does. Like, that is true. Thank you, Dr. Hudson.
Dr. Kate Hudson.
She's like, oh, she also, okay, I want, okay, let me just talk about this for a second.
Go, please do.
Because I do feel like there is a problem in our society where people say carbs and they say carb to mean bread, but that's not what a carb is. And like, I didn't really even know that until I read this book.
She's talking about like bulgur or like barley.
But
as
like
a
literally,
carb.
But here, but vegetables are carbs.
Well,
right?
No, okay, I did.
Thank you. Like, people, fruit are carbs. Like, people don't know this.
No, people
like, Americans
do, though.
Do
I think
know.
Our Los Angeles crowd knows that vegetables are carbs, Stephen, okay?
All right.
I know you just got off the plane from Panama, but have some goddamn respect.
Okay, you guys are very, very nutrition-centered here in this city, but I do think people from the heartland and places like New York, which are so loud and beep, beep, beep.
It's like, so loud that we just pound cauliflower, which is basically bucatini.
But there is still, as part of the national discourse, there's all this just like, ugh, too many carbs today, as if you're talking about only, you know, white pasta.
No, we're and not that's talking about coconuts.
Which are carbs.
Carbs.
And I was eating them fresh off the beach in Panama where I was.
Well, and here she is holding, is popcorn a carb?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I do that feel that is like kind of a guilt-free thing for like healthy girls to be like, I'm sitting down with popcorn. It's not a carb. Like, anyway, here's Kate Hudson with one kernel of popcorn. So I see there's a popcorn maker over there. So now you know it's a carb. I know it's a carb. We know to stay away.
Yeah. And maybe this venue could maybe consider charging by the kernel. And that would be a way to encourage good habits.
Yes, good habits.
Okay, so did you do the body quiz?
I did the body, like, so, to find out if we were conscious.
All right, please get out your notepads. This is
and
a
get
test.
Out your abacuses and your calculators. Because
Abacai, bring them out. Lock the doors. This is an exam. No cheating. Okay. So there are three body types in the Ayurveda.
It's Vata.
Okay, but anyway, so the three body types are Vata, which is like thin, Pitta, which is like medium, and then Kapha,
which is fat.
And she'll
just be like, literally, she'll just be like, the thing with the Katas is they're slow and steady and walk slow and break out all the time.
Right, they break. Like, so Katas are known for their larger bones, their wide size, their slow gait, and their tendency to gain weight. And it's like, you just said four synonyms for fat.
And it would be like, what animal do you compare yourself with? Like
a panda or
yeah, a 3,000-pound bear or like a little goldfish? So here's the thing. My results came back a little conflicting.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. So there's a personality quiz, and then
called
there's
your
also,
dosha type,
right?
Which is again, Dr. Kate Hudson. You're kind of like, I did feel a little bit of copy and paste vibes. Like again, after she Googled women on vodkas, she was like body types, in her office, and then she like takes the glass off and is like, ugh, I need some barley.
Well, listen to your body when you're feeling
low. Yeah,
but
you need barley.
Barley up. Okay, so I did. So first, I'm reading the description of Vata, and I was just like, "Oh my god, it's so me," because it was just like, "You're thin and crazy and fun, and you like get distracted easily, and you're like itchy, and
you live
you're
on chaos.
You're, like you live on chaos, and you're on vacation right now."
It's just like, "Are you a huge thin faggot?
Are you an insane faggot?"
And then it's like, are you a medium straight girl or are you like a husky, slow walking lesbian who takes their time walking to Dunkin'?
That was definitely the vibe of the description.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so when I heard that, I thought it was Vata. But then I did the quiz on the physicality part, like later in the book.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, maybe I'm Pitta.
Okay, and by the way, Kate
said, one of the things about Pitta is that they prefer what she calls strategic exercises, like climbing and archery.
Oh, yeah, and she's like, pole dancing, archery, astro blast class, Brazilian butt lift class.
And I was like, honestly, I do need to be incorporating more archery into my exercise diet, and I do feel like I've been plateauing at blink with my, like, 4-minute ab routine that I do three times a week.
You're like Richard... than your Blink membership. I think we can up it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I need to go to the like luxury archery range in Chelsea.
I do think, and I
what,
think...
Are we on a plane? What are you doing?
I feel like I could start like moving what are... more. I'm wearing a pair of Fabletics. I am a licensed ambassador.
Oh my God.
So, see, pulling it up. Pulling it up over here.
Have you been wearing those all day?
No, I put them on like before we went to the show.
Oh my God.
Doing a squat, slowly moving.
I'm sorry, that reveal.
Stretching.
That absolute like wig reveal. The
they
second
come in,
wig.
They come in so many patterns, multiple sizes. They go up to...
I'm really shook. I am deeply shook.
And the thing about Fabletics is they just make you feel better, so you feel better exercising.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, you look great.
Do I
great.
Look amazing?
They look super
Do I look
supportive.
Amazing? Well, yeah, they hold it in, so you can really go to the canyon. I heard that's a thing.
You can go on a walk with your dogs and your three kids who are all like different sizes, but they're all thin and they're all like always like nine and fun and kind of nerdy.
Well, she has three kids by three different men, which I think is, I feel like it's so hot and like not other celebrities like Kate are doing that.
Okay, well, all right. Oh, you think that's so hot? How would you feel if your woman had three kids by three men?
I would think it was cool, and we'd have these like badass Kardashian get-togethers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yes.
Yes.
You are secure in your Fabletics.
Absolutely. And that's Kafa type secure.
So are you saying that you did like net out to be a Kafa?
I was a pitta. My dosha is a pitta. And
right.
Then in the body type, it was...
Giving Kapha.
Gotcha. But some of the questions, the answers, I didn't relate with any of them because I'm punk. So I just... Yeah.
Quickly, I did want to talk about sex quickly.
Yes. There's Wait, this, some for sex pages.
There's just a really good passage. Because, you know, I mean, again, she's not just a doctor. She's a writer.
And a pleasure seeker and an actress and a founder...
Okay. So she's talking about having fun and how that's just, like, great for the body. I'm all for silliness. It clears the head and lifts the heart. And at the other end of the fun spectrum is sex. Yes, I said it out loud. Sex is a natural, instinctive, and wholly necessary sensual pleasure. And it's often something we deny ourselves because of a long list of excuses, starting with, I'm tired, and I'm not in the mood, and ending with, I don't have a partner. Well, let's loosen up, ladies. Yeah, that's right. Okay, Miss Single Sally, you can still fuck.
Fuck. She needs to Grace and Frankie like come out with a vibrator like women founded. I mean, but I also love this conversation of her being like, "Girl, why aren't you having sex?"
Fabletics absolutely has runway to like have sex toys in the brand,
yeah.
Like under the umbrella. I think that works. Sorry, the next paragraph. Now might be a good time to talk about my pole dancing.
And she's truly the most pole dancing person alive. It's so 90s and like.
And then she's like, you rediscover your body. It's a built-in physical challenge. It's amazing pole dancing class, which I've never taken. But who's done pole dancing? Yay.
Yes.
Like, as an exercise, like, as, like, going to the class with, like, a bunch of other, like, divorcees. Is it fun? Yeah, I would imagine. I mean,
it
I've
seems
seen
so
it.
Hard. Yeah. So much core work. I remember when, like, Crunch Fitness back opened in 1942. And
you were there.
I was there, man. I was working. I was doing the beams.
You were there. 42nd
Crunch,
Street.
Yeah, 42nd yeah. Street. Me and the crew. You know, the photo of the bridge, the men working on the bridge. That was me building Crunch. But I remember they were like, pull like strict cardio. And I feel like that's like early 2000s, her era, to be like, what if we took like sexy stuff to the gym and like did it as like chicas together? 10 chicas, like, hanging out, stripping.
10 chicas in Fabletics. And so Fabletics was born.
And so Fabletics was born.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, it's great advice. I mean, obviously, it's like, yeah, if you're going to a striptease class once a week, Archery Tuesday, like lifting Buddhas around the home on Wednesday.
That's the class we need to host tomorrow.
Jumping rope with prayer beads on Thursday. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're gonna lose weight.
Celebrity Book Club.
Hey, Club Kids, you don't want to miss this week's VIP Lounge, where we'll be talking live with none other than Jacqueline Novak from the podcast Poog. We're going deep on the philosophy behind travel, bathtubs, gin, bathtub gin, and more. Subscribe at patreon.com/CBCThePod.
Like, I am a sucker for a masculine hotel room.
Mm. Like, oh, you know what I mean? Brown leather.
Wait, you're talking about blacks and dark colors.
Actually, no,
and...
that's not what it is. I guess it's
segment leggings. What is
she wear?
How does she eat? What does she live? Okay, that was I really fucked that one up.
We
but that's
really
okay.
Did. Sorry, but that's
you're
the stakes
seeing how the
made,
sausage is
okay?
made.
When you're a pitta, not everything is perfect. You know what I mean?
Sorry,
you mess
I'm a
up.
Vata. My butterfly brain is flying off in every direction because I crave chaos. What does she eat? Mix of good fats and proteins and steamed nuts. And
it's a very like steamed cashews. Honestly, it's like most. Okay. She was like, yeah, buffalo, cashews, oranges. Like that's the day. And she's doing, I think like,
when
I feel like that
lists
is why
lobster as a good protein. You're like, okay, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So she does this whole thing about like meal prep and she's like, Sunday's my big meal prep day. I get all of my glass containers that are BPA free and my kitchen becomes a crazy mess and Ryder and Langdon and Langston are all helping me make mung bean for the whole week and they're stirring
up this huge vat of mung bean. I was like, that's why she can't, like, she has one movie now every 2 years. She's stirring mung beans.
But I'm like, do you really think she's like, doing Sunday mung day like every week?
I think she is because she's like obsessed with her family and she's like, yeah, mung day, dung day. Like, let's do this.
Okay, so she's eating that and eating a fist of...
It's pasta made of... It's dried salmon pasta. It's the newest high-fat, low-fat pasta. Grain-free.
And she looks great.
She looks amazing.
Okay, what does she wear? Fabletics.
I mean, she also
soft,
is like...
A lot of heather tees.
She loves, that's what I'm saying. I think she loves like a rocker. She only dates rockers. There's Black Crowes guy. Then she dated the guy from like Snow Patrol. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. She's okay. Now married to like her brother's sister's
friend.
Family friend or something like that. And
my
like they've all, it's so like her.
Friend.
She's like... We've known each other for years, but like he was always like under her nose, but she didn't realize.
Yeah.
And then like it just happened
so
one day when you find the one and you're like, what?
Third husband's very under your nose. Yes. Like you're not doing another exhaustive search on the third.
No.
You're kind of going for nose
it's like
guy.
Two rockers and then a family friend.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
And I will be following the same pattern and I encourage you to do the same.
Yeah.
I do feel like she's rocker tea in a way, like,
it's new rock. I feel like she's in a new Pink Floyd tee.
Oh, you think she's like brand new Urban Outfitters Rolling Stones?
Like
tongue
like
out?
Red bear. And she's like,
But then she's like no different than Lauren Conrad because I feel like she's more legit than LC. Like, because
does actually listen to music. Because in this book, she always says in a really spammy way, crank up some good tunes and steam vegetables. So
is so going straight to promotions.
And then she's like, oh, also check out cognitivebehavioralhealth.com while you're cranking up good tunes. A lot of website recs.
Great
in here.
Tunes on good sites for Monday with my kids.
I love good websites along with good music.
So maybe she's not that much more authentic than Elsie.
But I think she is more. I will die on this hill. She is more of a rocker than Elsie, even though she's wearing threadbare rocker tees. That are new.
Okay. But when you say more of a rocker, does that mean she's like moshing? Like, what is she doing?
I think she literally
to
is
be
like
so rocker.
Turning on a Rolling Stone live album, just being like.
Oh, and she's being more like the big chill about it.
Yeah.
Like, big, like, big salad, big wooden salad tongs that look like hands. You know what I'm talking about? Well, now we're getting into how does she live.
So, okay, so
let's say it with me.
Buddha.
She's the maybe the queen of Buddhas.
I mean, how many Buddhas do we think are in her compound?
Endless.
200?
I think it's anywhere, but low estimate 55, high to 200 or 300.
Because there's bigger, and then like around the pool and stuff, they're scattered. But then there's little ones that Goldie gave her. And then if we go to Goldie's house, there's also like another 75 there.
Yeah.
And there is a Buddha.
There's
here,
a Buddha in here. This is just a picture of a hard boiled, an egg boiling. And it says, change is my constant. It's just an egg. Just an egg boiling. So yeah, why don't you just put that in your chakra and think about it?
Rumi.
Yeah.
Let your teacher be love itself.
Yeah.
Thank Allah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
And this Buddha to me is very just like in the corner of the room. You're tripping over it. You're like,
no, that
breaking
Buddha,
a leg.
It's not even strategically placed Buddhas. She's overflowing with Buddhas. Yeah.
Which brings to the family bed. Huge. I think it's like California triple king.
Can we say medium height?
Yeah, it's medium because I think the wood is, you know, imported in this way, and it's carved
in this way. It's imported.
Yeah, it's imported, you know? Wood from a maker, and it's carved, and it's maybe antique.
So you think it's like Balinese wood, and she's going Asian, like full Buddha thing in the bedroom,
and she's like getting a wreck on Balinese wood from Russell,
and
she's
like, "Kurt, chest, babe." There's a big chest at the foot of the bed, maybe not bench, but chest.
Oh, like a mother chest, like a hope chest.
No, like it's also like a Balinese chest.
Yeah. A lot of Balinese stuff. And then, of course, it's massive white family couch.
Yeah.
Where they can just gather
big cream,
and just
Nancy Myers
fall on it.
And there's a lot of, like, you know, sort of, I do think
it's the bathrooms also kind of Asian, or are they more like just L.A. Tuscan tile?
Ooh, I think it's just like there was like a new reno that she honestly didn't even have that much to say about. Like, it just, it happened, and she was like, cool.
I think she's walking, she's like, that's fly.
Yeah.
That's a fly island.
She's like Alicia Keys now, like,
yeah,
hey man, that's fly.
That's fly. She's like, rock on. Then she's like, sorry, I have to go like run and then shoot an arrow and like is off.
I'm late for archery. Love that succulent.
And I feel like if she in her tour, like she is being like passing a nicer living room, but just being like, seriously though, we hang out on this couch. It's where we live. It's literally where we live.
No, I mean, she defines. She defines. We live in the kitchen.
It's where we gather.
We have half our meals just standing around this island. That's life when you have three kids who all have rocker hair.
Who are you in the book?
Okay.
I guess. I mean, you're Kate.
Because
you are just
I am
dancing into a room like this.
No, I am being pretty Kate. I mean, I was just, as I mentioned,
I was
on vacation, and I just kept being like, wait, finally, this is what I needed.
You're like, I was so stressed from like Hollywood. And,
okay,
like,
but I actually am stressed from Hollywood because like, I was having a kind of a skin thing before I went to Panama.
Oh my God.
And I've been having it for
idea.
Months, and I was like using cortisone, da 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 da. And I was like, actually, literally, it was stress. The second I got to Panama, it cleared up. And it was like tropical environment, exposure to sun. She talks about nature being good. But I'm Kate, and I do believe all of this bullshit, and it's true, and it works. And you do need to listen to your body.
I feel like I'm not really represented, honestly. This might be the first book where I'm like, am I biblicatum? Am I an instructor? Am I this hard-boiled egg? Am I, like, this cool baguette that she's, like, munching on seductively over here?
Maybe you're her badass gold microwave in the back.
Yes.
That's right.
Bling, bling.
Bling, bling over here. And you work fast.
Work fast, retro microwave. Okay.
Anyway, I give this book
0.5 Buddhas out of 5.
Okay, I give this book 2.5 Buddhas out of 5, which may seem like a lot.
That is a lot.
But because I basically, okay, I do have to say that there is just an honesty here where it's like, this book actually is not trying to be like incredibly earnest or like incredibly like.
Almost because it's like, shouldn't even write it.
Yes.
Maybe.
And I think that's maybe why.
There's only like two personal anecdotes.
It's just basically being like, eat almonds. Like, and I'm kind of like, okay. Like, it's just kind of sunny.
You're
and
like,
fun.
This is a random printout that I got at the doctor's office, like, with photos of Kate Hudson. So, works for me, my favorite book.
But it's like, because you know, because she could be so like, we are the daughters of the almonds you couldn't burn. But it's like, she's not.
I guess
doing
that's
that.
What I want. Like, I wanted her to be like, there are times when she was like, I'm crying on a plane because I did like, How to Lose a Guy and People thought I had everything in life, but actually, like, I needed more almonds. Like, I wanted more of those low moments. Like, I wanted a little more.
Yeah, you wanted more raw.
Raw almonds.
Yeah.
Raw sugar. Raw steel-cut oatmeal. Yeah. So.
Well, half a thumb up from Siskel, thumbs down from Ebert.
So, that's what we got.
Okay. Well, that was amazing.
That was so
thank you.
Amazing.
Give it up for.
Give it up for yourself.
Give it up for the book portion.
Give it up for Kate. I mean, also, I say 0.5, but I mean, Kate Hudson is my favorite actress in the entire world. So, again, love Kate. Don't love her.
Tonight was truly a dream. Los Angeles,
dream.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for selling out if the you would, show.
Thank you for selling out the Virgil.
Yeah.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Celebrity Book Club is presented by Prologue Projects. The show is produced by Benjamin Frisch with editorial support from Leon Nafok, Andrew Parsons, and Madeline Kaplan. Our production manager is Per Sia Berlin. The original theme song by Stephen Phillips. Horst artwork by Teddy Blanks at Chips and Y. We would also like to thank the Virgil Los Angeles for hosting us on this beautiful Thursday. And our recordist, Christophe Zajac-Denec, for recording this incredible audio that you just heard. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CBC The Pod. And if you don't write a review, I will personally come to your home and slash your most expensive blazer. You won't even be able to resell it on The Real Real. And go to patreon.com/CBCThePod to subscribe for the VIP lounge, because that's actually where the real action is going down. Best.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.